When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Dealing with pests can be a pain, but relax, Terminix can help.
Because when pests show up, so does Terminix.
With over 95 years of experience, they have what it takes to take on any pest problem fast.
If your home or business has pests, don't stress it.
Terminix it.
Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today.
That's TERMINIX.com.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt. Noel is not with us at the moment, but we'll be returning soon.
They call me Ben. We are joined, as always, with our super producer, Alexis, codenamed Doc Holliday Jackson. Most importantly, you are you. You are here. And that makes this the stuff they don't want you to know. Folks, if you're watching the YouTube, you may be wondering why I've been wearing this Singha hat consistently. I'm just going to be honest, Matt, with you and codenamed Doc and everybody else. Working from home, which we'll talk about later in the show. Working from home has still kept me busy, and I just need a shower. That's why I'm wearing the hat right now. Yeah, I gotta clean up my life.
You gotta remember to take breaks, Ben.
Yeah, sure. It's funny because right now, as we're recording, the news cycle is dominated by a celebrity debacle at the Academy Awards. And people love talking about celebrities. They love deifying and vilifying them. But we wanted to bring you some stuff that is not celebrity-based and that is probably going to disappear in the news cycle as the news is dominated, for better or worse, by a story of quite wealthy people having a disagreement over a joke. Here's some of the stuff you may have missed. We're going to talk about an innovative strategy one company is using to get its workers back in the office. We're going to talk about some infiltration of gangs and organized crime that leads into a bigger episode, I think. And we are also coming to you right out of the gate, coming in hot with an update on UFOs. Matt, you remember it was the height of the pandemic. The government of the United States came out and basically said everything but aliens. They said there's definitely stuff in the sky, in the seas. There are these trans-medium objects that appear to be intelligently directed, and we don't know who would be directing them. We also have no idea what kind of technology this could be. As a matter of fact, the collective eggheads and boffins and generals of this country shrugged and said, we don't know enough about physics to explain how these things could be doing what they're doing. And then a report finally came out from the Pentagon. It's about 9 pages long. The gist of it was, I hope it didn't sound too cynical when we said this earlier, Matt, but what I got the gist of it to be was, we need more money.
Yes. Well, it's true. When there's not enough money being thrown at a problem, a government agency or a private entity generally says, we need more of those stacks. Give us more stacks and we'll give you more results.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that was, you know, we're cracking on them a little, but that was a valid part of the report. They just, you know, emphasized it a lot. And I think part of that was they wanted to be very clear that they could continue their investigation. They just needed more funding to deepen the scope of their work, you know? So this report we're talking about came out on June 25th, 2021, from an outfit called the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, or ODNI, O-D-N-I, and they released two reports, one for the public, one that was classified. A lot of folks, ourselves included, found the public report somewhat a little underwhelming, you know what I mean? But also, we were like everybody else at the height of the lockdown. Someone said, okay, aliens might be real. And we, like everyone else, just sort of went, all right, fine, man. I got a lot of stuff going on. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get to a grocery store and not die as a result. So it was understandable that this made less of a splash than it would have if it came out in the early 2000s. The public report, the unclassified report, is 9 pages long. It did offer up some details about some 144 sightings, or at least mainly classified them. And two of the classifications were really exciting for us.
Yeah. And specifically, they were interactions by military personnel, naval personnel, with some kind of object, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. So these weren't untrained civilians who just happened to see something in the sky that they couldn't explain. You know, you have to remember again that the majority of civilians, ourselves included, would have a tough time accounting for distance and how that affects perspective, and an even tougher time conclusively identifying or differentiating between commercial or military aircraft at some point. You know, you just see the streak in the air and you say, oh, that's a jet. And that's as close as most civvies are going to get. But here's what happened recently, and something that I think we're all excited about. We didn't want to get this lost in the news. We need to give some fanfare and a big shout out to the one and only, the man, the myth, researcher John Greenwald Jr., who is the creator, a longtime operator of something called the Black Vault. He is also a top-notch expert in actually getting FOIA requests to go through, Freedom of Information Act requests. And Greenwald scored quite a coup recently. He has obtained a copy of that classified report, and he did it legally through the FOIA Act. He calls it a small triumph in the effort to get transparency on a hot topic issue. And everything that he did by the book, and he acted really quickly. The report he got, unfortunately, you could call it a used copy. It has a lot of black highlighter in it, right? So in this case, we have a lot of guessing because some of this, you can read between the lines quite literally, using context clues where you see the location in the paper of something that's been redacted, right? So if there are, for instance, this is just an example, doesn't occur in there. If you see a section that says, like, on this page, blah, 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 we'll discuss the common appearances of these UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon that people seem to be encountering. And then you go to that page and it's blacked out, you still know at the very least that there is in that report a description of the common shape, right? Whether that be a tic tac or a saucer or a triangular shape. So I want to go to two places. I want to go to the original reporting from Greenwald himself on theblackvault.com, and want to go over to the debrief. The debrief is a great source for a lot of things of this nature. So shout out to Greenwald and shout out to the journalist Micah Hanks, who writes a great summarization of this. I would say this is a primer. Start there and then go to the Black Vault. Dig in to your heart's content, but be ready to be frustrated because it is heavily redacted. What we see here is that the classified version that Greenwald obtained, you learn a lot by comparing it to the declassified version. This one is about 17 pages to the 9 pages of the public facing version. So it's a little shorter than I think you and I were hoping, because I don't know about you, Matt, but my big hope was that there would be a somewhat in-depth description of each of those 144 incidents. And that's not happening here.
Yeah, that's not happening here. And you know what? Initially, I did feel like that's what would be coming, right? Some kind of full report with all the stuff. But thinking about it further, I don't know exactly what people running congressional hearings actually get in front of them, you know, in preparation to have some kind of discussion or presentation on something like that. But it doesn't feel like it would be the 144. Well, if you imagine 144 incidents, it's at least one page each. Some of them probably require 2 to 3 pages, if not more, with like maybe images that were captured during the event or something like that. There's no way each individual congressperson in that meeting is going to get that stack of papers to have a hearing.
Yeah.
I imagine that's what it would be in my mind.
Right. Exactly. And Congress often is short on time, given that they have to dedicate so much of their day to pleasing their campaign financiers, right? So they have to make their VIPs happy. And if you're listening to this, you're probably not one of their VIPs. So you can write to them if you want. Anyway, pardon my cynicism there, Matt, but I think a lot of our fellow conspiracy realists are nodding in agreement. It's an apolitical point at this juncture. So let's just really quick knock out some of the things that Greenwald has found here. So he noticed that the CIA the CIA is absent in the public report. And there's a reason for that, because the CIA operates often outside of U.S. soil. So any contributions or observations they had about this would have been quite possibly giving away covert intelligence operations, clandestine, you know, spooky stuff. So that's probably mentioned in the non-public report, or the CIA maybe just wasn't involved. But there's this short redaction on page 2 that makes it seem like they did appear somewhere in the original draft. We just don't know how they appeared.
It's got to be CIA, right? Because it comes right before in a large list of agencies, and the one right after the redaction is the DIA.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. Just, we're being overly fair, perhaps. We learned a little bit more about the incidents that were reported. A lot of these incidents come from something called Range Fowler reports. The Navy uses the phrase Range Fowler to describe any activity or object that interrupts a pre-planned training or other activity. So these can occur in restricted airspace where civilian craft and honestly, military craft that aren't part of the exercise aren't supposed to be. This is trespassing of the highest order, in other words, if it's purposeful. So this also tells us that when we compare the two reports, we see some more details about the limitations of the sensors that these operators are using, because they're not up there trying to track unidentified flying objects, or excuse me, unidentified aerial phenomenon. They're not suited for this. So it's kind of like you can have the best hammer in the world, but if you need a screwdriver, the best hammer is not going to be the ideal tool, even if it's the world's best. So that's kind of what they're saying here. And it's a good point. They also have commentary regarding the altitudes where UAP were most frequently observed, and that was removed from the public release. There are a lot of indicators in this document that point to stuff that was later redacted. And that's very weird because it lets us get a little bit of a peek into the redaction process. So we don't have, you know, like, we don't know if the CIA is in there, but something right before the DIA got wiped out.
Dude, Ben, in this same section that you're talking about, there's a part in page 5 where they're discussing commonalities between sightings. And there's just one little thing that I would you mind if I just read from the redacted document just quickly?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is on what is observed and the similarities between observances. It says, beep. The most common shape described by military personnel in their reporting was a beep. Military aviators described many of these beep objects as beep or beep that beep. Mm-hmm. Several sightings were beep and resembled beep shapes like a beep or beep, a beep. Beep.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Which can be maddening. You know, it's almost, I don't know if anybody else spends as much time reading these redacted reports as Matt and myself, but sometimes you want to throw up your hand and say, well, why did you give me anything? You know what I mean? Like you literally cherry picked all the important words out of this.
And why? Why? Would you get rid of that? Like, what's the big deal in saying this is what people observed in the sky? I guess potentially if it is military, you know, like secret military tech of some sort, they don't want to give away, like, even if it's potentially military tech that's unknown, they don't want to give that away. I don't understand the reason.
Yeah. And now we know that there's also more out there regarding their descriptions of the categories. There's even a redacted section in airborne clutter, which would be up there with weather phenomenon as the most mundane possibilities. But they also, of course, have some hefty redaction under foreign adversary systems. There are still, I know we're making it seem like a wash, but do check out the debrief article. Do check out Greenwald's work. Do also check out the actual redacted report, which you can read, because another surprising thing about this, and this is what we'll end on, is that there are new parts of the story that remain unredacted. Mainly it's stuff that helps give us an idea about which categories are the least likely in terms of UAP reports that Uncle Sam is collecting. We know that almost none of the incidents, virtually none of these incidents studied by the program can be linked conclusively to natural atmospheric phenomenon. So that, while it sounds like a small win, it is a big win. And I'd like to end on Greenwald's statement here before we go to break to something very different. He says, quote, the release of this report, although discouraging with the level of redactions, does tell us a story worth pursuing. Some of this involves speculation, as we clearly just have to guess at what is behind some of the black. But, he says, it does give me hope that although we may never know the entire puzzle, with a little bit of blood, sweat, and tears, we can get hold of quite a few more pieces than we originally had. So shout out to you, Mr. Greenwald. We agree. There's something in the sky. We'll pause for a word from our sponsor, and we'll be back with strange news in a different way. What would it take to get you back in the office?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Take a little break here. Be right back.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So, Matt, when it's you and me hanging out with Doc on these, one thing that I think we always have a lot of fun with is finding what we kind of think of as our third act. We want to have a story that is a little bit off the beaten path. Oh man. We want to have a story that is maybe even a little bit off color, a little bit funny, something to give all of us conspiracy realists a bit of levity. So this next story is not necessarily stuff they don't want you to know. Well, it's stuff you probably don't want your coworkers to know. It's stuff I wouldn't want to know. Well,
I mean, if you go in the room,
right?
Everybody knows. I'm sorry. These are inside jokes. Just get ready. They'll land afterwards in retrospect. Okay.
Yeah, we'll make them outside jokes pretty soon. So, Matt, you and I went back and forth just briefly to the momentary confusion of our good friend, the better part of the show, codenamed Doc. And we learned about a company called StripChat. StripChat is an adult website and social network company I had not heard of before. And like many other companies, they were trying to figure out what kind of perks they could give their employees to keep them there during the pandemic. They were also trying to think more about work-life balance, as a lot of people left their jobs when they said, you know, this isn't worth it. And they wanted to entice people to come back to work. And this happened for a lot of us. You know, you may be in a position, folks, where your job is saying, hey, we're going to give you some perks. We're going to relax some things. You know, like we want you back in the office, but we'll give you flexible hours, something like that. That's pretty common. Maybe they have company lunch once a month or so. We used to do that, and I think we all really enjoyed it. Every so often, maybe they'll take you out for drinks. That's cool, too. Mm. But StripChat went above and beyond. Or you could say they went below the belt.
Yep. Well, they're offering in my opinion, a really neat looking black pod that is potentially cool. Feel like you could do some cool stuff in there. They want you to do something very animalistic.
Something natural, but animalistic. Just another way of saying natural. Okay, we'll say it. We got to stop.
But in a high-tech way.
Yeah, in a high-tech way. We got to stop hot potatoing this. This looks kind of like the one-wheel buzzsaw G.I. Joe toy that Cobra had. And it's got a side entrance. It's a high-tech pod that has an Oculus Quest VR headset. It's got a 4K LED screen.
What else does it have?
It has masturbation accessories. These are pods for masturbation. They have been called wank pods by India Times and by the Daily Star. This is a big company. Its offices in Cyprus, where this program got rolled out, has over 200 employees. And we'll get to a little bit of math here. And 4 high-tech masturbation pods. And masturbation accessories are pretty much what you might imagine. So the company says it wants to provide current employees with a safe, comfortable space to, quote, rub one out. And it also thinks this will help it attract new employees. And lest you think that we are making this up out of whole cloth, you can, again, read several news articles about this. It just got lost in the news cycle. They're also thinking that they're going to bring this capability to your company, perhaps. They've got an open call out to other companies in the world. They say, we will lease these pods to your workers for the low, low price of £37,500, about 50 grand, for 6 months, and you'll get a VIP subscription to whatever it is Strip Chat does, which seems like that would
give... I have it up on my phone, but I
don't want it on
yet.
My work computer. Yeah.
It's on my phone. Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Maybe put it on the burner. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it says, we are creating a better experience for 18 plus live entertainment. Join our open-minded community and start interacting now for free. Okay. All right. Okay. So it is live. It's some kind of sexually explicit live interactive experience, right?
Okay. So people are probably doing adult shows, live shows or something, probably some salacious chat. Definitely not one for the kiddos. But I wanted to bring this to you all because I wanted to hear opinions. It sounds like they're serious. They're actually doing it. So it's not just a PR stunt. But would you be comfortable doing that? Would you be, we should say this. They are giving, the idea is that during normal work hours, any employee can take a 30-minute break and go in the pod should the spirit so move them. And it's not like a lunch break. I think it's a different break.
Well, yeah. And this is actually, my mind has just gone here. So if you're working at a company that is producing what appears to be, again, I'm sorry, I haven't looked, but it appears to be video, audio that is sexually explicit adult in content, you are either producing that or you're working on the website that includes that kind of content. I can only imagine that there's arousal that occurs while you're at the workplace. I love how clinically I'm talking about this. It's so, so exciting for everybody.
We're doing our level best.
But I'm assuming that that is a natural thing that occurs in the workplace there at Strip Chat. And I wonder if, I don't know. I just wonder if it's a thing that was maybe brought up in the past with employees, like with HR maybe. I mean, somebody I'm imagining went to HR and said, this is difficult to do my job in this state. I do not want to drive home, but I need to take care of something.
Yeah.
Could you maybe invent a pod that would cost around $100,000 a year that I could just go into over in the corner?
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. There is this idea that you could have, there are a couple things, right? I agree with you. I can understand this. And you make an excellent point that this is a company that already lives in the world of sexual interaction, right? I'm being clinical mm-hmm. as well. So it would be safe to assume that the employees are probably a little more comfortable or open about things that might be considered taboo in a lot of other workplaces. We could also say that, again, I'm trying to be clinical, but not to a cartoonish degree. We could say that masturbation does have, or orgasms specifically, do have like calming effects on people. It tends to make folks a little, you know, a little less aggro, perhaps, if they're very stressed. I don't know what the work culture of strip chat is like. I don't know if there's, you know, if it's like a high intensity Wolf of Wall Street kind of vibe, or if it's more, you know, like an IT based kind of thing. We have to keep an eye on the servers, right? And we're worried about platforms and various technical details. But if you get past the taboo part, the thing that I would be interested to know more about, and I haven't found this yet, is we said there would be a little bit of math. So in this place, in Cyprus, this office has 200 employees. They have four of these pods. If people have their assigned pod, then that's 50 employees per pod. And if you've ever been to a Portageon at a concert, you can see how this can lead to problems, concerns about hygiene. You know what I mean? Like, what happened? What did the janitorial staff say when they heard about this? Did they resign? Were they like the only people against it? You know, or were they for it too? Like, what do you do if there's a line? You know what I mean? Like, wait in line? It's a tech company, so they probably have like an online scheduling system or something. But
yeah, I was going to say, can you get dibs?
Can you get dibs? What does HR think?
Is this being sanitized between people?
That's my question, right? It has to be, surely, right?
What is the soundproofing like in there?
I would imagine it's hopefully pretty good. I have so many questions. Because then it's distracting from other employees. I mean, it seems like it's at least partially a PR stunt. And then you have to ask yourself, too, you know, if you get past all the jokes, and this is like such a great thing for last week tonight to talk about, or the Late Show or Saturday Night Live or whomever. Once you get past these things, you kind of have to ask yourself another thing. I was wondering, Matt, Doc, what kind of employee considers this like the thing that swings the needle? They've got two jobs and they've been accepted. Now they just have to, they've got an offer. Now they just have to decide which job they want to go to. And, you know, not to yuck anybody's yum, but do you think there is anybody who said, well, now that I know about the pods, I'm going with this company?
Yeah. I mean, you have to imagine in a scenario like this, there are going to be, you know, a small percentage of people who immediately, you know, like, okay, this is a thing I could do. I'm going to use that. We're going to take advantage of this thing that is provided by the company. I would say there's going to be a lot more people who don't ever take advantage of it. And then some people, I think, will try and get a job there, like, because of this, because this perk is offered. I don't know, man. Maybe it's, I don't know. I don't even know what to say, Ben. I feel like, some people will.
It could be a sticky subject for a lot of people. I'm sorry.
It's a hard thing to, you know, handle.
Right. So this is also not the first attempt of its kind. It's just the more high tech. We'd like to introduce you to a person named Erica Lust. Erica Lust is the boss of an adult entertainment company called Erica Lust Films. And during the pandemic, she found that a lot of her 36 employees were becoming, according to her, agitated during lockdowns, very difficult time for people. So she wanted to normalize the concept of masturbation by telling her 36 employees, look, every day You can take a half hour for self-pleasure, and I'll even set up a private masturbation station here at the office of Erika Lust Films. And this happened last year, so apparently they still got it. I don't think this is on the same level as, say, a, you know, something that would be considered more of a right, like a private breastfeeding room for a new mother or something. In that case, people often still want a private area to do that, but there's not anything taboo about it, or there shouldn't be. It's just trying to help your employees with a work-life balance. So you could make the argument that this is sort of the same thing, but it just seems like a minefield for HR, doesn't it? Like, even if it's a good faith effort, I don't know if this is the best way to get people back to the office.
Yeah. I can't talk about it with being juvenile. But you're right. It is. It feels like the kind of thing that eventually it will be so normalized. I mean, reality is closer and closer to idiocracy every day. And it feels like one of those chairs, you know, I'm baiting that kind of chair. It feels like that. And it's just going to be regular and, hey, whatever. That's what's happening now.
Yeah. And, you know, we also have to point out that there is a cultural framework that comes along with this. The U.S. in particular has some pretty puritanical roots when it comes to all things associated with sexual pleasure and even with just biological reproduction. So maybe folks in the U.S. aren't the best to judge this, but we thought this was a fun story. It does sound like a good faith effort. We hope everybody at the company is doing well. Pandemic has been hard on a lot of folks. And maybe we leave it at that. Maybe we go back to a more serious story. I had a list of workplace masturbation puns, but we will save that. I'll save that for someone who asks me on Twitter or Instagram. Then I'll just send those along.
Yes, you should, Ben.
And with that, we'll take a break. Not that kind of break.
No, not.
Fellow conspiracy realist. Take a break for an ad from our sponsors. And we'll be back. We'll be back with much more serious, strange news.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, we're back.
We're back. Oh, Matt, before we move on, I'm just laughing because we stopped for a second on the break, and I hope everyone had a great one, no matter what you did. And we talked a little bit more about the sanitization, I should say, issue. I mean, 200 people, 4 booths, that's 50 per. They've got to be sanitizing it, right? They have to.
And are they bringing on staff specifically to sanitize them? Or is that just falling to the janitor who's like, man, I didn't sign up for this when I started this job?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Every station comes with a guy named Greg, and Greg doesn't mind. That's part of his job.
I guess
he gets breaks too.
That's the thing, you know. It's like, and then at 3:30, it's my turn in the booth. But that's the thing, man. Like, fine, if Greg is comfortable with it, fine. But if it's like Greg's thing, then that's also concerning. Ideally, you just want an automated cleaning system, right? Just like full decontamination. We got to let this go. We have more important things to talk about, but we're really interested to hear your take on the hygiene of this thing.
All right. And now on to something completely different.
Yeah.
We had a discussion before this episode started, and I want to say I think we should have put this story in between as the sandwich and let the previous one go at the end as a nice finish. Wink. Okay, so, but here we go.
All right.
This is serious stuff. Okay.
Yeah, switching gears.
Boop, 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 boop. We're traveling to Los Angeles County, where someone we know and work close with is right now, I think. Mm-hmm. We're going to read you the headline of something coming out of the LA Times from March 24th, 2022. Quote, Los Angeles County panel launches investigation into Sheriff's Department, quote, deputy gangs. Okay, now that may sound a little familiar. There was quite a bit of reporting coming out last year on this topic, and this news is not concerning the gangs themselves necessarily. It is just the investigation into deputy gangs that exist within the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. There is a group. It's a civilian commission that is charged with overseeing or having some kind of oversight on the Sheriff's Department, as well as other aspects of life in Los Angeles County. You can find their website. It's called the County of Los Angeles Sheriff Civilian Oversight Commission. And they're simply announcing that they're forming an official investigation into these gangs, these groups that were once called cliques, at least officially within Los Angeles County statutes and law. And it's really, really troubling stuff. We can go through just some of this Los Angeles Times article, Ben, and just talk about a bit of what's going on there. But there is a deep dive going on here, especially in the investigation that was done for Knock LA by Charisse Castle, Liam Fitzpatrick, Maggie Clancy, Brittany Nichols, Ricky Delavanga, and Jonathan Peltz. Huge investigation. I think there are 15 or something major articles associated with that investigation that it's going to require us to do some serious reading to get to the bottom of this topic. But when it comes to that Los Angeles Times article, this is the stuff you need to know. And the reason why this is such a deep dive is because this is an ongoing problem for decades, and it's been looked into by various people for a long time, but not with the depth that Knock LA's investigation pursued. So let's go back to 2019. There was a lawsuit filed by several deputies that this group, gang, clique, whatever you want to call it, called the Bandidos, repeatedly, quote, at least according to the LA Times, denied them backup on dangerous calls. That's a big deal, right? So deputies saying that individuals within the sheriff's department that identified as Bandidos wouldn't back them up when they needed it. They also, quote, pressured them to quit or leave the station and sent hostile messages on work computers. It also alleges that this group, the Bandidos, secretly removed ammunition from another deputy's shotgun. If you can imagine, if you're going on duty as an officer and you have a shotgun that you believe is loaded and you need to use it in an emergency situation and it doesn't have ammo in it, that could be a major problem. There's stuff happening in September 2018 where that same group, the Bandidos, was involved in a couple of incidents. You can read a lot of this in the LA Times article. One of the major things I need to tell you is that the Rand Corporation, remember them?
Oh, Rand Corporation? Oh, yeah.
They were commissioned to do a study by Los Angeles County. And this is a survey. It found that 16%, only 16% of the 1,608 deputies and supervisors who like took this survey and answered had been invited to join one of these groups, one of these cliques or gangs. And some of the invitations came in the last 5 years. More than a third of respondents said the groups should be prohibited.
Oh, and just to give you a sense of the names of the groups, folks, I mentioned the Bandidos. They are by far not the only players in the game. Bandidos are at the East LA station. Reapers are at the South LA station. Century Station as the Spartans. Compton Station as the Executioners. And then there are eight other, the report calls them subgroups instead of gangs. Mm-hmm. They try to avoid the G word as though that changes things. Those other groups would be things like the Jump Out Boys, the Regulators, or the Cavemen. So you can see there's definitely like gang-like culture here.
Yes, because not only are there issues between deputy interactions when it's a gang member and not gang member interacting, like choosing not to go out on a backup call, there are serious violence allegations against a lot of the individual members and members working together of all of the cliques you just mentioned there. I'm just using those terms interchangeably at this point. But like serious stuff, violence, death, cover up, all these things are alleged against these groups. And it's something that has been looked at for quite a while. And many individuals and groups have been attempting to do something about it, and it hasn't been working. So the County of Los Angeles Office of Inspector General, this is an office, but also an individual named Max Huntsman, sent a letter on March 21st of this year directly to Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who is the sheriff of Los Angeles County, and just stated, I mean, you can read the whole thing right now. I found this on an NPR article, and you can look at it too. The article from NPR is titled "Alleged Gangs in the LA Sheriff's Department to be Investigated by Oversight Panel." You can actually read this whole statement, this whole letter that was written by the Office of Inspector General. And I want to read you the penal code section that it references. It says, quote, "California Penal Code Section 13670 requires that law enforcement agencies maintain a policy prohibiting participation in, quote, law enforcement gangs, including groups that violate federal or state anti-discrimination laws. The statute also requires law enforcement agencies to cooperate in inspector general investigations into the existence of such gangs." And what's alleged here is that the sheriff has not been assisting in identifying the gangs and rooting them out, as in they're protected in some way.
Okay. So there would be corruption then. And then you could imagine that from leadership's perspective, the problem may have metastasized like a cancer, which it is, such that removing it would gut various stations or departments, because it's like a known thing. And these folks have tattoos as well. They have gang tattoos. They have initiation rites. I believe the Bandidos sometimes have required prospective members to do what's called a use of force, like unnecessary force against an inmate, sending them to the hospital, sometimes breaking their orbital bone. And then after that, they get the ink, which is a skeleton in a sombrero holding a revolver. So that, like, you're beating people in, there are the rites of passage. You are aggressive toward people who are your coworkers but aren't members of Banditos. Like, this does have a ton of parallels with gang structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Atlanta has gangs. You know about those as well. Gangs are across the world, and you would be surprised often by how similar some of the rites of progression and some of the activities are. And, you know, there are people listening now who are in law enforcement and know about the problem of infiltration. It's often talked about as the problem of, you know, like neo-Nazi or white supremacist infiltration, which was historically a huge problem in the U.S. But then there are other people on the other side of the argument who would simply say, guys, law enforcement is a gang already. So is the sheriff then, from that perspective, the best person to clean out this, to root out the stable here? I don't know. It's a serious question, though.
It is. To me, it feels a lot like the Atlanta group Red Dogs that we've spoken about before here on this show. They root all drug dealers out of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I think that's right. It's a group that was an insular group within the Atlanta Police Department that was tasked with fighting drug crime, and it became something else. You can read about this right now. It became a group that exercised excessive force on many citizens and, you know, civilians, people who were possibly involved in drug activities and others who were definitely not. And it's a real issue when, if you imagine the individual officer on the ground interacting with a civilian, are their loyalties to, you know, their superior and whatever, you know, rules and regulations govern that activity that they're doing when they're on the ground? Or is it to, you know, somebody who's leading the gang and what that person wants? Right.
Right.
Where do your loyalties lie? Yeah, it becomes a real issue.
Well, we also know Red Dog was such a problem. They had such poor oversight that they were disbanded in 2011. Mm-hmm. I think under the auspice of Mayor Kasim Reed at the time, who himself is no squeaky clean guy, nor particularly a stranger to corruption. But yeah, I think it's excellent you bring up that example, because there is a real problem. And this happens in militaries too. You know, in Vietnam, there were outfits that went so far off the path or off whatever their mission or the remit was that you could say they were simply operating as a rogue unit. Not quite Heart of Darkness Apocalypse Now style all the way, but in some cases, distressingly similar.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are some veterans of foreign wars in the audience today who know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a problem.
It is. And I think we need to look into it deeper. We should probably do a full episode on this entire thing, get the details, get it right. I want to leave you with a statement from Sean Kennedy, who is the commission chair of that oversight committee that's actually going to be doing the investigation. He's also a Loyola Law School Center for Juvenile Law and Policy Executive Director. Sean Kennedy states, "Deputy gangs have fostered and promoted excessive force against citizens, discriminated against other deputies based on race and gender, and undermined the chain of command and discipline. Despite years of documented history of this issue, the department has failed to eliminate the gangs." Unquote. And that is specifically talking about the sheriff's department.
I think we're all in agreement. This needs to be a full episode. We'd love your help as the best part of the show. Fellow conspiracy realist, give us your take. Do you agree that this is a problem? Have you had any experience with any of these groups that have infiltrated Los Angeles law enforcement? Do you have recommendations for ways to approach this problem, especially given the concerns folks are raising about the sheriff maybe not being the best person to run point on clearing out the corruption here? Before anybody finishes the email, I do want to point out, Matt, just for my part, I don't think masturbation pods will fix this one.
Well, I agree.
Well, we'll end it there. Maybe let us know your honest takes on this. We can't wait to hear from you. Try to be easy to find online. What do you mean by online, Ben? You might be asking. Well, you can go to Here's Where It Gets Crazy on our Facebook page. Thanks to the person who wrote in and said something like, shout out to Ben Bullen. You put the Ben in benzene. Not sure how to take that, but I'm going to take it as a compliment. Thank you, sir. We also have a YouTube page where you can see excerpts of our podcast and some more new stuff coming soon. We have an Instagram, Conspiracy Stuff Show. We can't wait for you to check out our, that Honda Odyssey is parked outside of my house every time we record now, Matt, to make sure that we mention pre-ordering the book so that we don't get fired.
Oh, man. Oh, dude. They at least gave me a Kia. There's a Kia out there. I don't even know what it is. I think it's a Sportage. It's a little more compact.
Yeah, you probably don't even. You probably have somebody who's not an intern from the NSA on this one, too. Well, shout out to Illumination Global Unlimited. You can find out where to get the Stuff They Don't Want You to Know book coming out in October. We would love your support there. We also had a lovely time. I want to shout out Mr. Matt Frederick on this one. We had a lovely time listening back to some old Illumination Global Unlimited commercials. And we're going to do more of those in the future because they were just so weird. So much fun.
Yeah. Well, IGU is looking to really secure some more social space, you know, within our brand. So right. Hopefully we'll be bringing those to you again in some new kind of way. And you'll like it. And if you could support it, that'd be great. Because, again, I'm pretty sure IGU has something to do with the Kia Sportage, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, you know, we shouldn't have ever signed up on that contract, or at least we shouldn't have used our own blood. So we're in it, we're on it, just like people are with the internet. But if you have listened to our episodes on big data, if you've listened to our episodes on Cambridge Analytica and stuff like that, and you just don't feel comfortable sipping the social meads, we, of all shows out there, absolutely get it. That's why we have another way for you to contact us. It's our good old-fashioned telephonic number.
That's right. Pick up that phone and dial these numbers, which are letters, but there are also numbers in your phone. It'll show you how to do it. It's 1-833-STDWYTK. When you call in, it is a voicemail inbox. You will hear Ben's voice, and he will beckon you to leave a message. Please, when you do, give yourself a cool nickname. Then you've got 3 minutes. Say whatever you want. Towards the end of that message, I don't mean to like tell you how to do it. I'm giving you an example. Towards the end of that message, please give us permission, if you choose to give it to us, to use your voice and message on one of our listener mail episodes. If not, just say, hey, please don't use my voice. That's totally fine. We get it. It's cool. We still want to hear from you. Seriously, come on. And if talking on the phone isn't your favorite thing to do, and you've got way more to say than can fit in 3 minutes, why not instead send us a good old-fashioned email? We are
conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.